In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. If you enjoyed the Winter Olympics this past February, you might remember the name Chloe Kim. She's a gold medalist snowboarder and was the youngest woman to earn a gold medal in that sport at the ripe old age of 17. In fact, Chloe won a gold medal in the X Games at only 14 years old 3 years previously. How did she get so good so young? Do any of you here know a four-year-old? Do we have any four-year-olds in the house today? Chloe got her first snowboard when she was 4 years old. Began snowboarding with gusto, first at groomed ski slopes, and then in the mountains around her Southern California home. Anyone know any six-year-olds? Any six-year-olds here today? Miss Kim began snowboarding competitively at age six against high schoolers. She spent third and fourth grade homeschooled, or perhaps better put, slope schooled, in Geneva, Switzerland, so she could train continually, third and fourth grade. By middle school, Chloe qualified for the U.S. adult snowboarding team. Anyone know any middle schoolers? Any middle schoolers here? Now, lest any of us think Miss Kim's education suffered, please be aware that she is fluent in Korean, French, and English, and was on high honor roll all 4 years of high school. Leading up to the 2022 Olympics, Chloe practiced 70 hours a week. That's 10 hours a day, every day, weekends included. As we round out our celebration of the cross this week, let's reflect on what's been presented to us. Last Sunday, we were shown the gift of the cross and what the cross of Jesus Christ offers to us. From the image of Moses stopping the poisonous snakes with a bronze snake, to Jesus destroying death by his own death, we reflected on the gift of life that the cross offers to us. Then on the feast itself, we read the crucifixion story, how Jesus actually accomplishes his divine mission of death being conquered through his crucifixion. And so today, we come to the Sunday after the cross, and the question is posed, how do you respond? The gift has been offered, the gift has been accomplished, how do you respond? The gift of new life is wrapped and bowed, as it were. It is yours for the taking. And the question is, do you want this gift? Jesus says today in our gospel, whoever desires to come after me, whoever wants this new life, in other words, whoever desires to come after me, let that person deny themselves, take up their own cross, and follow me. The gift of life is yours for the taking. And Jesus shows us how in this statement. So I think it would help for us to look at it in two parts. The second part is that there's an effort to following Christ, this deny yourself, take up your cross. There's an effort to following Christ. Do what it takes to be a follower of Jesus, even when it's beyond your own strength. And maybe especially when it's beyond your own strength, because that's the time that we turn to Christ most. Forgive when the pain is great, maybe even while it still hurts. Love the person it's not so easy to love. Any believer can love Jesus. The way of the cross is to love Judas. The way of love, the way of life, the way of the cross is daily, and it is difficult, and it is lifelong. And so much of that path has been written about and preached and thought about and taught and fretted over and even argued about and then pursued by millions of believers throughout the world through and over time. When you think about Chloe Kim, it might give you an indication of the commitment needed to follow Jesus Christ. For Miss Kim to accomplish what she did, it was 100% investment, and it was 100% daily that she was all in. All in. It doesn't mean she didn't fall. I'm sure she tumbled thousands of times. Thousands of times. It doesn't mean she never got sick or injured. That's part of life. But the lesson is, Chloe did what it took to live the life of a champion. And likewise, we have the examples of millions of saints, brothers and sisters in Christ, who have lived and pursued that life, who have lived as champions for the love of God. And it doesn't mean they did not tumble in their faith. They all did, thousands of times each. That's part of life. But when they tumbled one day, they took up their cross again the next and went forward. So knowing this, let's go back to the first part of what Jesus says about living the way of the cross and living in the love of God. Jesus says this first, and this is really important. That's why he said it first. Jesus says, whoever desires to come after me. In other words, whoever desires the new life. Desires is the important word here. Nobody's compelled. Nobody is compelled to this life. Jesus doesn't force you. There's no force. Jesus doesn't say, you have to do this. It's simply an invitation that comes to you in the mail. This is only if you open it, you read it, you desire it, and if you want to live the love of God. I listened to a sermon recently by a pastor and preacher named Jen Galley, where she lays out the ultimate question for each of us in our lives. She says, if I am really honest, what do I really want? The ultimate question in your life is not what do I think or what are my theological ideas, but instead, in the core of who I am, which life do I really want? When you think of Chloe Kim, before you think of the hours snowboarding practice or homeschooling on the slopes of Switzerland or any of her accomplishments, you see an underlying desire. The desire had to come first. This champion life is what she wanted, the core of her being. And she gave up whatever needed to be given up and pursued what needed to be pursued in order to be a champion. Nobody forced her. You can't force that. It was what she wanted. It was what she wanted. And so before any of us think about what it means to deny yourself or to take up your cross, first, Jesus simply offers. He said, here's the invitation. Do you desire this? Do you want this? There's no force. Just do you want to live the love of God? As Reverend Galley said, in the core of who you are, is this the life that you really want? And to live the love of God is a beautiful thing. To live the love of God is to know that you are cherished by your Creator. It's to know that you have immeasurable value. It's to hear in your heart time and again God's primordial blessing to you. Behold, you are very good. It's to feel the Holy Spirit inside of you. It's to be yourself, to be the light of the world. For you to be light in dark places that you go. To live the love of God is to be resilient daily when you suffer somebody else's sin, and it's to recover daily when you sin. To live the love of God is to forgive always and to reconcile where possible. And to live the love of God is to know that God dwells within you. So before we talk about what it takes to have this life, before we compare this to how we're actually living, before we give up what needs to be given up and pursue what needs to be pursued, the first thing to do is to open and read the Savior's invitation and to ask yourself, in the core of who I am, which life do I really want? Amen.